This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're listening to The Fast and the Frivolous with SJ and Jono. And because it's Play Vic Week, we've got a very fantastic guest in the studio, Kiomi Vella. Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Joy again.
I know, again. Thanks so much for having me again.
I know, it's like you're part of the furniture now.
Yay.
Now, last time you were at Joy, you were just about to head out on tour with Ben Hazelwood.
Yeah.
How did it go?
That was awesome. And we had such a blast. We zipped around Melbourne and Sydney, and yeah, it was real great fun. The Melbourne show was awesome at the Grace Darling. Heaps of people turned up, and yeah, it was good.
So you get on with him as a person as well?
Yeah, he's really awesome. He's got some great songs, and we just clicked and had a blast.
Nice.
Now, this is Play Vic Week. For people that don't know what that is, it's where community radio, which of course Joy is a community radio station, we are promoting local artists, and we of course play local artists all the time here at Joy.
But it's a special focus week
for Victorian artists, and you're a Victorian artist, Kiomi, so that's why we've got you in here this afternoon. You've obviously were on The Voice, but before that, how long had you wanted to be in the music industry? Because like, it's a tough game and everyone kind of, you know, dreams of being a famous musician, but it's not very easy. So what was sort of your desire to get into the game?
Well, I was always singing at home and stuff, and at 13 I started singing, taking lessons and just doing sort of other people's songs and covers and everything, and started writing probably 15 when I was 15 16, and it sort of went from there. As soon as I started writing, I wanted to get my stuff out there and just give it a crack, and yeah, so since then I've just been full on with it.
What was your inspiration when you were writing your first songs? Was it, because I mean, as a 15-year-old, was it like, oh, heartbreak, I'm gonna write about it? Was it that kind of thing, or was it more happy songs?
It was kind of a mix. I like watching movies, so I guess when after you watch a movie that's like all sad or a love movie or something, I kind of get into that vibe and just smash out a song. So lots of different emotions in different songs.
Do you think it's a bit of a struggle in the industry at the moment, like to get the radio play and to get promotion and live gigs? How have you found it? I mean, obviously you're on The Voice, which we'll talk about shortly, but aside from the TV side of things, how difficult is it out there?
Yeah, it's pretty tough, but you just got to keep going at it. Music's in me, so I just got to keep doing it and just smashing it out however I can, so...
You seem like a really lovely person and very smiley and happy. And as Jono said, it is quite a cutthroat industry. What do you think you need to do to stay ahead? Like, do you think you can survive in this industry as a nice person? Or have there been times when you've had to do something a little bit bitchy?
Have you had to be a bitch? Aww.
Have you had to be a bitch? Yeah, that's really what we want to know.
Say, yeah. Well, not yet. I don't know if that opportunity has come up yet. But no, just because there's no point doing something and then you're grumpy all the time. Like, might as well be happy and enjoy what you're doing. So that's kind of my motto. And
so it's more a right place, right time kind of vibe.
Now, when SJ was talking before about did you write songs as a 15-year-old about experiences, well, your single that we've got at the moment is called Alien. So is that because you were having experiences with aliens? Or why did you write a song called Alien?
Well, it started off as like a song like if you're in a relationship and things are changing.
You've been in a relationship with an alien?
No, I haven't been with an alien. But if, with a boy that you're not sure about and...
Don't trust him.
Yeah, you know, don't trust him kind of thing.
I know what you mean.
So the alien's sort of a metaphor of that.
Yeah. Jono's life in a nutshell.
I have been with plenty of boys that are just alien to me.
I've picked so many of them out of his life. It's like, nope, not that one. Nope, don't trust him. Nope, liar.
We're going to come back and have a bit more of a chat with you in a minute. But first of all, I think we should play the song. So do you want to introduce it?
Oh, my song?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. This is Alien by me. There's an alien in my bed.
Yeah.
Kiyomi Vela and Alien on Joy 94.9. She's in studio with us.
She is indeed. Do you, when you're listening to your song when it comes on the radio, do you still get that weird feeling of, oh my God, that's me? And do you listen to it going, I should have changed that bit, I should have fixed that?
Oh, I just get excited it's on the radio. I'm like, yay.
Hey, a lot of people will know your name or know your face from being on The Voice.
Yeah.
How important do you think shows like that are as a platform for people to get exposure nowadays? Do you think, like, to be an artist you have to go on something like that, or you can do it without?
Oh, there's heaps of different ways you can do it, like YouTube or a talent show on TV, or, you know, at record companies, like, or just gigging around and if you get noticed. So there's heaps of different ways.
Why did you decide on The Voice?
Well, I'd gone out to record companies and I did that, and, you know, I was trying to get stuff happening, and I thought, look, I'll just go on. And I'd watched a show the previous year and it seemed really good, like they were all good to the artists, so I thought I'd give it a crack.
And look at you now. Do you still watch the show? Like, are you still interested in the people who are coming through?
Yeah, it's really great show. So I like to watch it.
Because there was a lot of talk this year about it possibly being rigged. Like, from you having been in it, what do you reckon? Like, do you think that they mess with the results a little bit?
I don't know how you could mess with, like, text message votes and stuff, so I don't know.
So from your side, from being in it, you were like, no, it felt really legit.
Oh, we just went up and sang, and then the results came out, and we were like, all right.
Because people were saying this year, I mean, congratulations to the girl that won, but people were saying, like, none of her singles charted on iTunes, and her videos on YouTube were much lower viewing than everyone else's, and yet she still came through and won. So who knows?
Who knows?
She says it wasn't rigged, but, you know.
Unless it's just people who aren't as tech savvy and didn't buy it on iTunes and stuff, but watched it on the telly.
Mm.
There is that, you know? People who don't.
We congratulate her anyway, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, Anya's pretty cool. She's got a massive voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm liking the fact how many women have won as well. It's kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, go the girls.
Now, speaking of massive voices, your vocal coach and manager is Susie O'Hearn.
Yeah.
She is such an awesome talent. I saw her performing a couple of weeks ago with Tim Campbell. Mm. Oh my God, that girl can sing.
I know.
What has she taught you about the music industry or the pitfalls of it?
Just keep doing what you're doing and just have, like, your guards up and just be yourself and just smash it out. Like, there's no other way to be. Just be yourself.
Yeah. Do it with gusto.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Now, we were having a talk in the break. So for the rest of the year, your next plan is not actually focusing on Melbourne or Victoria. You're going to Japan.
Well, that's the plan. I think it could be fun hitting the J-pop world.
That's what, like, it's such a difference. Do you speak Japanese?
I don't, but I'm learning. And
very
I'm very
fast.
Lucky that Mum's with me and she's a Japanese teacher. So I'm trying to learn and she can translate for me and everything.
So you're writing in English. She's translating into Japanese and you're turning it into Japanese pop songs for J-pop.
Yeah.
Whoa. Good on you.
That's one way to do it, I guess. Well, hey, look, all the very best. Thank you for coming in as part of Play Vic Week. We love supporting local talent.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're always welcome here at Joy 94.9.
Oh, yay. Thanks for having
me. We wish you all the luck in the future as a J-pop star now.
Woo.
Now, if people want to find you, you're on Facebook and Twitter.
Oh, yeah, at Kiyomi Vela. And at Kiyomi Vela Music for the Facebook.
Follow, poke, you like, you tweet, you all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
We hope to see you enjoy again real soon.
Cool.
Thanks, Kiyomi.
You're on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.